Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Bob Jones prophesied about an eagle's nest on the West Coast. Can you explain what this means?
Yeah, we actually started our ministry based on this word. It was Bob Jones, who's a late prophet. He's one of the great late prophets. He's in heaven now. But he gave a word that there would be three eagle's nests in the Pacific Northwest. And it happened. Actually, what an eagle's nest was is a training ground. Eagles represent the prophetic, a training ground and renewal at places. And he gave this word in 2001, February of 2001, the day of the earthquake. And one of them would be Kelowna, British Columbia, which was a big move of God. That's actually where Wesley and Stacy Campbell, Patricia King, all came out of there, were based in there. And the move of God began to happen. Now, this was in 2001 when he prophesied it. The second would be Albany, Oregon. And a move of God happened there at the Vineyard Church. Amazing. Nonstop meetings were going on, healing. Glory happening. And the third eagle's nest that happened and really happened, has really taken off and has probably one of the main ones, was Redding, California. Bill Johnson at Redding, California. So the three eagle's nests of the Pacific Northwest, we actually started in Light Connection 24 years ago based on that prophetic word to help fulfill Bob Jones' prophetic word that a billion soul harvest would come. We became friends with them, and we're still friends with Bobby Jones and praying for them. Bob went to heaven, and then we went to work for John Paul Jackson and some of the most amazing prophetic people. And that's the word. It's an amazing thing, and it's still happening.
How can I discern between a delay that's from the Lord and a delay caused by the enemy?
I went into this in my workshop. If you haven't seen it, you can still get the replay on Hearing God Online Workshop, where I went into the details on how to know the difference between the voice of God, yourself, and the enemy. And you can do this by studying the last time. This is how you do it. To answer your question about knowing if the delay and thing is it the enemy, holding you back, or is it the Lord? Well, study how it came to you. You're going to look for peace. Now, if you're in a storm right now, you go back to the last time that you heard God, and maybe the last prayer that you heard, that he answered, and study how it came to you. Study the Lord. I tell you, I've always been a student of my gifts. And continuing to grow in the Lord. So you'll know by writing down what it is that you're sensing. Begin to pray in using Bible verses. You can use various ones that'll help you. You can always, you can always do an internet search on Bible verses. I share many of them. And begin to pray and agree with others. It's the biggest thing is to agree with other people. And as you do that and you begin to grow, you will learn to discern the voice of the Lord. And you can do it right now. We pray, Father, for this, the ability to understand the difference in the voice of the Lord, ourselves, and the enemy. We pray, Father, that we would be able to study the real. And if we're under attacks and getting all kinds of demonic stuff, that's not the real. Go back to the real. We pray, Father, that you'd release your Holy Spirit over us in Jesus' name. Great question.
In a vision, I saw someone buying loaves of bread and filling up cupboards. Does this represent divine provision or the word of God?
Yeah, it's both. You could ask the Lord specifically, but bread is the word of God. It's also provision. It's symbolic. And so if you see someone, you know, maybe it's a dream or a vision, you see someone buying bread and filling up the cupboards, that means the Lord is supplying their needs. And he's also, cupboards means that he's going to, you know, start to fill your storehouse. And I love the storehouses being filled. The Lord will fill your storehouses or for later. So he's giving something. He's giving words to this person through his word, the word of God, prophetic in different ways. And he's storing something up for the future. Great question.
I'm moving to a new area. What is the best way to remove curses over finance in that territory?
Yeah. Well, first of all, to break anything, you ask the Lord. And I usually repent for anything that I have in common. Jesus said when he was dealing with Satan, he said that Satan left after he dealt with him in the wilderness. And he said that he will return, but he will not find anything in me. So that's where we come up with the in common, is we get rid of the things that we have in us. Jesus said that Satan has found nothing in me. So that's why we repent for things. What I do to be able to break through these things is to be able to understand it, is repent, renounce, and break anything in common. And Father, show us what it is that we might have. And also, just ask the Lord to speak to you peacefully. Find a place and get other people to agree with you in prayer. Hope that answers it.
I'm a seer, but my vision has been blocked recently. Is there a prayer to release this?
Yeah, well, you can, seers, they tend to sense, and I'm a seer. I have a prophetic gift that I sense. So a seer is all of the senses. And so if you're getting blocked, whether no matter what it is, no matter if anything being blocked, you know, 1 Corinthians 12 has the spiritual gifts listed. They're all types of them. If we're receiving a block right now, what I would do is begin to ask the Lord what it is that's blocking us. What's blocking you, first of all? Second is write down what you're sensing and begin to understand, because he's going to be speaking to you over time. He does things over time. And another is if, you know, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. You know, a cord of two strands is not easily broken. A cord of three strands, excuse me, is not easily broken. But where two agree together, it be done. Sorry, I was just moving in the Holy Spirit. I was watching as the Lord was moving. And I'm just getting this sense right now. What you need to do is begin to ask the Lord what it is you need. Find some Bible verses to back it up, and then contend in prayer and ask him for a breakthrough or a healing strategy that you need. Agree with others. Get a text group. I have a text group. I have different groups that I do where that's where the, you know, two agree together, it be done. Where three are gathered, he's there. It's important to do. Hope this helps.
How can I learn to discern the times and seasons of my personal life?
That takes time. First of all, the sons of Issachar in the Old Testament, they were the prophets and the priests that understood the times and seasons. So you can begin to study them, begin to study different things in the Bible, begin to understand, begin to ask the Lord. Understand the time and season that you're in right now. And then start to notice, because we can be in different seasons, and you got to understand, we can be in all kinds of different seasons. Maybe you're in a different season for your job. your ministry, your family, and different seasons in your personal life. And so the times and seasons takes time to discern. Once you learn to discern the voice of God, that it helps to go through, he'll begin to speak to you about the times and seasons. And we ask him to give you that, first of all, with all of this. Lord, we ask that you would give us the ability to understand our times and our seasons, where we are right now, and for other people. If we already know that, maybe you'll give for other people. We pray that you pull this in Jesus' name. Amen. Great question.